Square dancing? What's that? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story. This story is an original story for you for comprehensible input. As I share these stories, I speak clearly, not too fast, not too slow. And the idea is you can understand what I'm saying. And if you can follow these stories, you will relentlessly absorb the English language. This is the way comprehensible input works. Let's get started with this story. Our protagonist today is Craig. Craig is almost 12 years old. He's finishing up the last few days of the sixth grade, and he will be headed to the seventh grade. He's a Boy Scout, and he is very fond of the girl that lives next door. But the problem with that is Charlotte is 3 years older than Craig. So his working assumption is that she barely knows he's alive. Craig is a little self-conscious and at this stage a little uncomfortable around girls. He's fascinated by them. He's very interested in them, but he's a little frightened of them. He confided in his brother, Bobby, about his feelings for Charlotte. He told Bobby more than a year ago that he plans on marrying Charlotte. Unfortunately, Bobby didn't know how to keep a secret, so one of the people that he told of Craig's wish was Charlotte. Basically, Bobby told everybody. And this caused a lot of embarrassment for Craig. He's hoping people will forget that. Craig's Boy Scout troop has an evening planned that he wants to attend. At least he thinks he wants to attend. They're going square dancing. When this was introduced to the Boy Scout troop, Craig had misgivings. But then it was explained that they are going to join a Girl Scout troop and that there would be girls of the same age also attending this square dance gathering. Craig realized that he knew nothing about square dancing, but the scout leader explained that that was the whole point. This would be a learning experience, and everyone there, the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, would all be in the same situation. Everybody will be learning. On the evening of the square dance event, Craig's scout leader picked him up at the house. He gave Craig a ride to the event. They drove halfway across town to a church that had a big event hall, a meeting hall, with plenty of room. When they arrived, there were a lot of boys there who Craig recognized. They were in his Boy Scout troop. Most of these boys were about his age. There were also a lot of girls in the room, and these were the Girl Scouts. They didn't go to Craig's school. These girls went to a school halfway across town, so he had never met any of them. There were chairs around the edge of the room, around the walls, but the floor was open, and it was big. At the end of the room, there was a small elevated platform, and there was a microphone set up on that. There was also a small stereo next to the microphone. Once everyone had arrived, the Girl Scout leader spoke to everyone with a microphone. Her voice was projected through the speakers of this little stereo. Everyone could hear her. She welcomed everyone there and explained what was going to happen. She introduced a fellow named Jake who was going to call the square dance. He's a caller. She explained that he would be at the microphone and he would be giving instructions for the dance steps that they would be doing. She put all the boys and the girls at ease by explaining that she knew that no one knew anything about square dancing, or she assumed that to be the case, and that the first hour was just going to be teaching them what all these calls mean. She said, after a while, you'll know what to do if the caller says promenade right, or do-si-do, or swing your partner. At that point, she turned the microphone over to the caller, Jake, and he greeted everyone. He explained how he was going to teach all these calls so that they could do this dance. He had all the girls line up on one side and all the boys line up on the other side. And he explained that during the evening, all the boys would be dancing with all the girls, but there would be a partner with whom you would mostly dance. At this point, Craig looked across the room and saw that there were the same number of boys and girls, and he was third in from the end on the left side. He wasn't sure how this was going to work, but he suspected that his partner, being assigned to him, might be the third girl in from that end on the other side. That's when he saw Carol. Carol was a strawberry blonde. So what does that mean? Carol is a 12-year-old girl, a little taller than Craig, and her hair is blonde, but it has just a little bit of red in it, just a little bit. She would be called a strawberry blonde. As the teaching and learning progressed, Craig's suspicion was correct. He wound up partnered with Carol. In the beginning, he was very much in awe of this young girl. He had an idea flash through his head that he really should be true to his beloved Charlotte. And perhaps it was not right for him to be dancing with this girl who he came to know to be Carol. That idea flashed through his mind, and he ignored it. He put things in perspective, realizing that this was a Boy Scout, Girl Scout get-together, and that it really didn't mean anything. They were there to learn to square dance. They went through the various steps and the various calls. Each element of the square dance was demonstrated, and then they got to practice it. Gradually, the caller would combine calls, so they would go from one to another and then stop. At one point, it was necessary for Craig to grasp the hand of Carol. She gave him her hand willingly, and as he grasped it, he was horrified how sweaty her hand was. He didn't say anything, but this was a big surprise that her hand arriving in his hand was so wet with sweat. Craig was thinking to himself, yuck. Now, Craig didn't want her to see him wipe the sweat off his own hand after that, so he concealed that activity. He didn't want to hurt her feelings. The evening progressed, and they learned a lot of these steps. They did some short dances, and the caller gave the instructions, and all the kids did what they were supposed to do. A lot of mistakes were made. Occasionally, people would collide with each other, but no one was hurt. It wasn't violent. There were just mistakes made. The response when someone made a mistake was a little bit of laughter, but no one was ridiculed. No one got their feelings hurt. They took a break and sat in the chairs around the room. Craig sat next to Carol, and they talked. She explained what school she went to. She went to the Daniel Boone Middle School, and he was not familiar with that school. She tried to explain where it was, and the only thing he could figure out was that she went to a school far away from his school. Neither Craig nor Carol had a cell phone, and it really never occurred to them that they needed to exchange information. They both had the perspective that they were there for a learning experience and a dance, and that was that. At the end, the caller explained that they were going to do one last big dance, and it would combine all the steps and all the calls that they had learned. When everyone was ready, he started the music and started the dance. By and large, it went extremely well. Small mistakes were made, but no one got hurt and no one got very embarrassed. It was all normal. It was as expected. At the end, the Boy Scout leader, the Girl Scout leader, and the caller each spoke with the kids. They lavished praise on the youngsters for having learned some fairly complicated square dancing steps. They hoped that they'd enjoyed that experience and explained that square dancing is available in the community even when they become adults. Soon it was time to go home. Craig, being very polite, went to Carol and thanked her for helping him learn these steps. He told her that he had a very good time. She expressed basically the same idea. And then Craig went to the scout leader so that they could go home. He turned and made eye contact with Carol. She was standing where they had spoken. He waved to her. She waved back, and soon he was in the car. On the way home, Craig didn't talk. He was very quiet. He was in the back seat, just thinking. Thinking about that fascinating strawberry blonde girl. She seemed very smart and very outgoing. He realized that she was very different than Charlotte. Charlotte being very studious and quiet, but Carol was very outgoing and animated. As it turns out, these two never met again. But from time to time, Craig found himself thinking about that exciting young girl, Carol, with her strawberry blonde hair and her sweaty hands. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.